So the end of the Parsha Mishpatim, in the beginning of Pirkei Chof Dalet, discusses. It leaves the Mishpatim, the laws, and it again discusses the Sinai experience, and it talks about how Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, and the whole process that Moshe Rabbeinu set up with the korbanos. With the highest level that the Jewish people ever reached, when it says Vayikach Sefer Abris, Vayikra Vayasneyom, Vayomru Kol Asher Dibir Adonai Naaseh V'Nishma. In other words, that which is the opposite of what the nations of the world do. But Klal Yisrael said, whatever Rabbein Shem does, it's fine. Naaseh, we're going to do whatever it is. V'Nem V'Nishma, then we're going to learn it. And in this way, they were intimating to Rabbein Hashem through Moshe that they would remain by Torah, that Torah would be their guide, their moral compass for the rest of eternity. Whereas the nations of the world, God went to the rest of the world, do you want the Torah? Well, what's in it? I mean, don't kill, that ain't for us. Don't steal, forget about it, nothing doing. Whereas the approach of the Jew was always the opposite. So this was the greatest moment that mankind has achieved until now. And then it says Moshe went up, and he was up on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights, and Klal Yisrael saw God. It says, Yishkon Chorono al Har Sinai, V'chaseonon Sheish Yomim V'yikra al-Moshe V'yom HaShvim Yitoncheonon, V'marei Kvod Adonai Keish Ocheles Barosh Ohor L'nei B'nei Yisrael. Because the Rabbein Shem was seen by Klal Yisrael as a consuming fire. Vayava Moshe b'Socheonon Vayala Lahor Vayi Moshe b'Hor Abim Yom B'Rabim Moin Loila. That Moshe there was with Kodesh Baruch Hu for 40 days and 40 nights to receive the Torah, the Torah Shebichtav, the Torah Shebialpeh, so that he could fulfill the words of the people, Naaseh V'Nishma. So he had to be able to come down and give them over what V'Nishma, the Kol Torah, the fire of Torah as well as the spirit of Torah. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu brought down. This is what we have in our possession to this day, this treasured possession to guide us, the laws to guide us, and the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the spirit of coming face to face with Almighty God, remains with us and warms our soul and our hearts and inspires us to do the will of God for Klal Yisrael and for all mankind.